This is WWJ All Local.
New this hour on WWJ, a mass shooting in northern Michigan has left 6 people dead and 1 critically injured. Joining us live with the very latest on this is WWJ's Ryan Recker.
And I just spoke to Michigan State Police Lieutenant Ashley Miller. She says around 11:40 this morning near Lake City, that's northeast of Cadillac, a person involved called 911 to report a shooting. Officers arrived. They found 3 people dead in a fourth who was taken to the hospital. It started a massive search for a person of interest, 39-year-old Chad Hickman. And as part of the manhunt for Hickman, state police searched a location, and they found the body of a different victim. Soon after, police found Hickman's car abandoned near a wooded area, and with the help of canine, they found the body of Hickman and another person dead in the woods. That's 6 total. At this time, the names, ages, and relation of the victims are not being released as they investigate. They say there's no threat to the public, but police are telling anyone in the area to stay clear. Reporting live, Ryan Recker, WWJ News Radio 950.
7 minors riding e-bikes recklessly in Grosse Ile flee from police. This incident happened yesterday afternoon, that is, around 2:30. An officer attempted to stop the group after the department received calls about them speeding and doing wheelies in the road. One of the 7 stopped after nearly wrecking while another attempting to get onto a nearby bike path. Chief Todd Brozek's advice for kids riding e-bikes and scooters.
What is it going to look like if you hit an obstruction doing 30 miles an hour? Are you, looking down the roadway? Just the confidence and experience that comes with years of, whether it's a motorcycle or a bicycle. It's safety in knowing the machine that you're on.
And he says that the e-bikes involved in yesterday's incident reached speeds of over 40 miles per hour, highlighting the need to make sure kids are using them responsibly.
It's a call for students to be ready for the first day of school in the city of Detroit.
August the 24th, 1 week from Monday, is that day. The goal, every child in school on time and ready to learn. To that end, the city of Detroit is offering transportation support through its Rides to Rise program, offering free fares on all DDOT bus routes to all K-12 students. A program Detroit Mayor Mary Sheffield says is now permanent.
The future of our city is walking into classrooms across Detroit this month. So let's show up for them. Let's remove the barriers in front of them. And let's make sure they know that they have an entire city that is invested in their success. We have always said that it takes a village to raise a child. This year, I am asking Detroit to be that village.
As an added layer of safety on those DDOT bus routes, the mayor also announced the start of a new Ride to Rise ambassador program with easily identifiable adult monitors along for those rides to and from school. John Hewitt, WWJ News Radio 950.
Riding along in my automobile.
Anytime you hear Chuck Berry, you know that means Woodward Avenue is going to be busy today, tonight, and tomorrow as the Dream Cruise officially gets underway. WWJ's Jeff Gilbert is there, and he joins us live with more. Jeff?
Yep, we are at 9 Mile and Woodward, Tony. That is where the opening ceremonies for the Dream Cruise are getting underway right now. But, this is not really all about being official. There have been people cruising down Woodward all day now, all week, all summer. I am looking at a really hopped-up racing Mustang going past me on Woodward, followed by a more conventional but still beautiful Mustang, followed by something I can't explain with a lot of rust on the hood. That is typical of the Dream Cruise, which is something special. Lots of people come to this Dream Cruise to relive memories, especially those people who grew up along Woodward Avenue and come back and, as I said, relive memories.
And I would tell people that I would go to bed hearing my lullaby was the street racing, the sounds of the engines up and down Woodward, probably in the mid-60s.
Well, you'll hear a lot of engines out here on Woodward today and all day tomorrow, and you'll probably still be hearing them in your sleep when you go home. Reporting live from the Dream Cruise, I'm Jeff Gilbert, WWJ News Radio 950.
And from classic cars on the strip to two Goodyear blimps in the skies, WWJ's Tim Pamplin gives us a bird's eye view.
Good afternoon from about 1,500 feet above Woodward Avenue. We're currently over Pontiac aboard Wingfoot 2. This blimp and Wingfoot 1 are in town for the Woodward Dream Cruise, and the views are nothing short of spectacular. I can see RVs, rows upon rows of those pop-up tents, and the occasional puff of telltale smoke at what looks like a favorite burnout spot. What was that? That would be, looking down there, that would be Pike Street, Woodward and Pike Street. We see you down there. Traffic has been picking up here throughout the afternoon, and it will likely continue throughout Sunday. The Dream Cruise now in its 31st year. This is the first time, in fact, Goodyear has dispatched two blimps to join in the fun. They moor them up at the Oakland County International Airport in Waterford. If you're close by, stop by, take a look. Absolutely magnificent flying machine. For now, reporting from aboard the Goodyear blimp over Pontiac, Tim Pamplin, WWJ News Radio 950.
I'm still mad at Tim. He didn't get me a seat on the blimp. Meanwhile, police departments are ready for the extra traffic and pedestrians during this weekend's Dream Cruise. The annual event is expected to draw thousands to Woodward Avenue, and local police departments are working together to coordinate and give people a fun and safe experience. Special Events Coordinator for Ferndale Police, Sergeant Scott Blanchard, says that there is an unofficial split to keeping traffic moving while letting attendees also check out the cruisers.
We want all the cruisers to be in the right two lanes, so they're along the sidewalk, closer to the sidewalk, and then any through traffic can be in the inside two lanes.
The Woodward Avenue closure goes into effect tonight at 10 p.m. and tomorrow night at 9 p.m. That closure will stretch from 8 Mile Road all the way to the Pontiac Loop.
It's a call for students to be ready for the first day of school, but in other news here, Northfield police are asking the public for help to catch a peeping Tom. Authorities say a man who was somewhere between the ages of 25 and 40 years of age was caught on camera looking into a series of windows on Wildflower Drive. This all happened on Tuesday between 1 and 4 a.m. Now, the suspect is described as a white male wearing a baseball cap and black socks and shoes. Anyone who recognizes him is encouraged to contact Northfield Police. A picture of the suspect has been posted at WWJNewsRadio.com. Summer may be almost over, but law enforcement agencies are starting a campaign focusing on impaired driving. Now, the Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign starts today, and it runs through September 7th. Officials say previous campaigns have proven to be very busy for multiple agencies involved. Division Director of the Michigan Office of Highway Safety Planning, Alicia Sledge, says that they are looking into other programs that can help combat impaired driving.
We are looking even for next year, trying to pilot a project to do a rideshare program and trying to see how that will help. So we're looking at trying to do a pilot project in a county to see if that's successful. And if so, then we'll start looking and having discussions on possibilities of being able to expand that.
In 2025, over 40% of fatal crashes involved drugs or alcohol.
Move over, canines. The Michigan State Police got help from a G9. A Nigerian dwarf goat wandered into a crash investigation that was being conducted by troopers from the Marshall Post last week. Troopers actually called for a canine unit to help in the search for the driver of a motorcycle that crashed into a guardrail and fled into the woods. However, the goat made itself at home inside of the cruiser before shadowing the troopers. It eventually returned back to the cruiser while the search was being conducted. Troopers were unable to find the driver.
Detroit police have shut down a gas station on the city's northeast side. Police say that employees at the station on 7 Mile near Shaner were allegedly selling marijuana and vape products to minors. Officers were at the business this afternoon and clearing out the station. A man from New York will spend decades in prison for soliciting a minor in West Michigan. The U.S. Attorney's Office says that 31-year-old Ryan Ducan approached an 11-year-old girl on the video game platform Roblox, coercing the victim into sharing sexually explicit photos and videos. Now, this was while he was employed as a security guard at an elementary school in New York. Investigators say he talked to her over several weeks using an online messaging app. Homeland Security Investigations and the Michigan State Police investigated this case. Ducan will now spend 30 years behind bars for sexual exploitation of a minor.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune to AM 950. Follow WWJ on our Odyssey app or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.